When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
After going to prison for defrauding taxpayers, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick still owes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
If he's making money and not paying the appropriate amount, that prison will open right back up and he'll be right back in there. So he has the most to lose.
Will Kwame ever fully pay back the city? And if so, when? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Starting in 2002, Kwame Kilpatrick was the past, present, and future of Detroit. Not only was he from Detroit, but he's the product of two powerful parents. He was elected mayor at age 31. He had it all, until it all unraveled. He resigned in 2008 and was charged with federal racketeering in 2010. In 2013, he was sentenced to 28 years in federal prison. Though in the final hours of his presidency, Donald Trump commuted Kwame's sentence. He was released in January of 2021 after serving 7 years. But that has not kept him out of the headlines.
An ex-mayor of Detroit getting
Former
married.
Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to take the lead at a Memphis-based
Kwame
nonprofit.
Kwame Kilpatrick is coming back to deliver a sermon Sunday morning
Federal
in Detroit.
Federal judges denied a request from former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to be released from his court supervision.
Leticia and I are about to bring forth a brand new baby boy.
Failing to pay restitution could very well be considered a violation, and ultimately, he could go back to prison.
When I woke up this morning, Kwame was in the news yet again. Why?
The victim in the case is the city of Detroit, and the taxpayers whose funds were pilfered and used for criminal gains by the former mayor, as alleged in the indictment and was in the resulting conviction. And so the prosecution, the U.S. Attorney's Office in this case, and their asset forfeiture division has scoured the records for any funds that were set aside or hidden or otherwise placed in a third-party account. And they do a real good job of this. They're vigorous and they're relentless. And they have come across some funds in the state of Michigan's treasury that they are pursuing now toward the restitution.
That voice right there belongs to former federal prosecutor Rick Convertino. The U.S. attorney says that found money should be used to pay off Kilpatrick's restitution that totals nearly $825,000 when Kilpatrick has only individually paid about $9,000 toward his debt. So to WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton, I wondered why Kwame has paid so little. The process of him giving the money back has been incredibly slow. I mean, I saw at times he was paying $150 a month. I mean, Charlie, I pay more than that on my student loans, and they're far smaller than what he owes.
Kwame Kilpatrick better pay up or he's going to end himself back up in prison. If he doesn't pay his restitution, he could go back to prison. So he has the most to lose. In other words, if he's making money and not paying the appropriate amount, that prison will open right back up and he'll be right back in there. It behooves him to pay what is owed. And I understand if he doesn't make a lot of money or he pays like a little trickle amount of money, that may be enough to satisfy the requirement to pay restitution, even if Kwame restitution is less than many people's student loans.
So if you go by Kwame's payment history, he's not really made any money lately. But in December of last year, eyebrows raised when Kilpatrick's second wife bought an $807,000 house in Novi. How was his wife able to buy that home in Novi? I understand that it was some kind of company, maybe a shell company that she owned, but we're not stupid. Like, we can see what's going on here. You can try to hide it, but how is that kind of stuff allowed to happen? That's a really expensive house.
The restitution is a criminal order against Kwame Kilpatrick only, not his wife, not his kids, not anybody else. And so if innocent spouse, in which this case she would be an innocent spouse, can accumulate whatever amount of money that she can do. It's her money. You know, and Kwame Kilpatrick is allowed to earn some money and is allowed to live somewhere and is allowed to have some money for expenses. Not every single penny that he makes goes to restitution. However, he also has to make a good effort to pay back the people that he scammed from, which was found by the court, and for the most part, it's the city of Detroit.
Yeah, I guess for people like me, the uneducated, I see him do those kinds of things, or even see her do those kinds of things. It feels gross. I understand everything that you said, but as a taxpayer, I say, what the hell?
Well, I understand the way people may think about that. And, you know, he was convicted on, you know, how many felonies after a very lengthy trial. You know, he profited clearly from his criminal activity, and we don't like that. I get that. But, you know, the law does apply evenly to everybody. You know, we can focus on the good or the bad. The bottom line is, as long as he's making some effort to pay, you know, now if the feds or someone found, a couple of unclaimed tax return money, it's probably their money. He didn't use that money to live on, so I would think it'd be the feds' money, or at least go to apply to restitution. You know, but that's the way the system works. We try to be fair all the way around. You can't discharge a restitution in bankruptcy. You can't get out of that debt. But at the same time, the people he hangs around with, if they decide they want to give him a house or give him some cars or clothes or whatever, he happens to hang with the right type of people. And there's nothing the feds or anybody else can do about it.
It may be that Kwame has done nothing wrong. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But an almost $1 million home purchase when you are in massive debt is unusual. And Rick, the former federal prosecutor, says people are creative, but the IRS will not be fooled.
It's limited by the ingenuity of the person attempting to hide the assets. Could be in Bitcoin, can be in different shell companies, foreign accounts. And then there's the spouses and the associates who also may not be shielded from the use of assets and that can find ways to hide assets or place assets that are essentially in the defendant's control in a third party in order to obviate the court order. The government is extraordinarily good at finding, targeting, and seizing assets. So it's a cat and mouse game. One of the best investigative agencies that the government has, actually by far, it's not the FBI, it's the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. They're extraordinary in the ability to find, ferret out, and seize and forfeit assets. They're absolutely exceptional at it. So if you have an IRS CID agent on your tail, you know, it's more likely than not that they'll find what they're looking for.
More of the Daily J continues after this. After his release, Kwame started a church in Georgia called Movemental Ministries. There have been rumors that he may bring that church to Detroit. But remember, Kwame's co-defendant Bobby Ferguson is banned from doing business with the city. So how would that work? If Kwame wanted to start a church, let's say, in Detroit, could he do that?
A church, there may be some issues there with a church as opposed to a private concern. It'd be an interesting argument as to whether or not the city can prevent a convicted felon from exercising his freedom of religion. That's a good question. I like that question. No, doing business is different. Listen, if Kwame Kilpatrick wanted to start a church in Detroit that might generate some money, the feds should say, amen to that. We need the money. You know, doing business and getting city contracts is a different animal because it's taxpayer dollars. So I don't know that there's any taxpayer dollars associated with starting a church, or if Kwame Kilpatrick wants to open an ice cream store. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a lot of city money. Now, on the other hand, if Kwame Kilpatrick and or Bobby Ferguson want to open a construction company and they want to build the next school building or the next city hall, I'd say there may be some problems with that because they've got a history of dealing with city contracts, and it's not good. So they would want to stop that.
If you are like me, you are wildly impatient. The saga of Kwame Kilpatrick has been going on for well over a decade. Is this just the way things will keep going for the foreseeable future? So where do we go from here, Charlie? I mean, we're in like stasis, right? Like we just plod forward until someday he pays all the money back and everybody moves along. I mean, this isn't going anywhere, is it?
City of Detroit is in a holding pattern as far as being able to get restitution. Kwame Kilpatrick may not make a lot of money. And if that's the case, too bad for the city. City has to wait. Kwame wins the lottery, different story. If he comes into some money, different story. But until then, and if that happens, everybody's got to be patient, including the city of Detroit, to collect the restitution that it's owed.
Because that's just how the game works, right, Charlie?
That's just how the game is played. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it stinks.
Is Kwame hiding money? I don't know. But a family that can afford a house at that price tag certainly is not skipping meals. And Charlie said it, Kwame is allowed to have money to support himself and put a roof over his head, but should he be better off than the fleeced taxpayers of Detroit? That certainly doesn't seem fair, does it? Today's big thanks go out to Charlie Langton and Rick Convertino. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.